614 My TV.
Everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So what's the big buzz happening in our flyover states? On the right coast and on the left coast and all those nooks and crannies in between. Well, I can tell you there's a couple of things. People are concerned when they start to hear that Social Security is just not going to make it. Yep, we got it. Deadline hanging over us. There is a stop date. If something isn't done about the deficit, Social Security could be going away before 2040. I know, you're frantically doing the math. Let's see, I'll get it for 1 year. And really, honestly, 50 and under, we are going to be working, washing dishes, doing any job, and I'm not saying that's a menial job. We'll be doing any job we can so we can get some free food if we survive that long. They keep talking about the longevity getting bumped up, that people are living longer. Oh, I don't know. It might have been not such a bad thing. We were on the plains working so hard back in the day, falling over from exhaustion at a mere tender age of 42. But lived a great life, because into our old age, there is the concern. And the concern is, you know, I love older people. I do. I don't understand why in America, and I'm not saying everybody, but why in America there seems to be not too much value put on older people. The wisdom that you learn, the things that you gain from some of those conversations, amazing stuff. And if you spend any time at a retirement center, if you're going to visit a grandfather, a great-grandfather, a grandmother, whatever, and you have some conversations with the people, you know, there is a common denominator. They're all concerned about the money and how much money you have, how much money they have, how much money you have to survive. So the Social Security question is a big one, especially when we're staring down the barrel of a crippling deficit. You know, and maybe I finally really grasped this. I think I got it all along, but I think I'm really getting it. It's very easy to say, oh, you know, why did it? We have to spend. We have to have the high-speed railway. We have to have it. We have to have these advancements in technology. We're getting clobbered. The Russians will pass us. The Chinese are passing us. We can't do this. We can't keep going down this road. We have to spend the money. The problem is, when nobody was watching, the thieves came in and robbed us. Or they looked the other way. The people that were on the hill, I don't know. So the situation is we're a little behind. We're not a little behind. We're a lot behind. And there's a clear choice here. You can spend like a drunken sailor, or you can reel it in, make some tough choices with some deep cuts, and try to right the ship as fast as possible. Because we're sinking, and we're not going to have a life raft. We're not going to have that. And with the way that so many view older people anyway, you know, it's easy. You're young, you're feeling good, you feel invincible. All of us have been there. Whether you're 21 or you're 28 or then you're 33, you know what I mean. So you're not thinking, you're not playing for, well, when I'm 90, when I'm 85, when I'm 75. But boy, it's scary to think about it, isn't it? I had a friend say to me, I hope to God I do not live past 70, because I cannot imagine what will be on the other side of it. Not meaning health and all that other stuff, but just where will we be as a country at that time? By the way, he still had, you know, 40 years to go, I think. So the deal is, it's like the commercial that I went back to a couple of times. The IMG commercials. It's funny because I don't really pay attention to commercials, and all of us fast forward through them anyway because we all have devices we're taping on, the DVRs. But the IMG ones, I think, are so well done. And I could care less about IMG, except for that it's that crazy, I said this on a previous show, it's that crazy number that people are carrying around. What's your number? What's your number? And how they say that. And then you see these crazy big numbers, but they're not really that big. $2 million. You have to think of when the retirement is. So I think it's scary. I think you have to cut the crap and stop overspending. I mean, sure, we can have civil discussions. Why can't they have bipartisan discussions, whatever? Of course, talk away. But somebody's got to make a damn decision. A good decision. A sound decision. We have some bright people in this country. I mean, we really do. That's probably why they run in the opposite direction from politics. Why can't we have those people chipping away at this? Let's get some real suggestions on the board, not politicians' suggestions. I mean, really good stuff. Let's get that out there, right? That's what we need. We need to have this discussion. And Governor Chris Christie from New Jersey, he doesn't suffer fools because he decided he's just going to go for the jugular. He's a governor of Jersey. What does he care? People are talking about him possibly running on the Republican side. If he runs, he doesn't run. I don't think he's concerned about that. He's willing to just swing and say, we need to cut it. We need to cut the nonsense. We need to do something now. Because if we don't do it, then we'll regret it down the road. And when he says we'll regret it down the road, the way he says it, and he's done this in New Jersey where he's cut education, where he has really, really swung the axe. And he's taken some heat for it, especially New Jersey, the most liberal state that we have, and the state that's all about education. It's Teacherville, and heavy on the administration side. Boy, they weren't happy when he decided we got to blow up this budget, we got to change this, we got to change that. And that's what Christie's saying now. We have to cut the nonsense. We have to make the decisions. We've got to look at the economics, the fiscal sanity. We have no sanity. We have insanity. We have to look at entitlement reform, and we have to look at fixing education. We have to do it. We have to lay it down. Period. End of story. And what do you do? What do you do with the threat of a government shutdown? Of course, because we haven't solved the problem, so we're operating on no budget for 2011, let alone don't even worry about 2012. There's a chance if you're relying on any kind of Social Security money that you might not get it anyway. I'm talking about right now, the people now who are getting those checks. Hey, grand here, $1,800 there. Maybe more than $1,800. You paid in your whole life. You want that check. You need that check. All right, we're going to take some calls next. Plus, Leon Panetta, the CIA director, sounds off on what's happening in the Middle East. The reasons why things have gone crazy. Stay with us. That's coming up.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Yeah. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throat. throats, or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
I'm Roger Rao at Midas Resources. If you are going through a financial roller coaster because of your investment in stocks, bonds, and other paper assets, perhaps you're ready for a change. You have an opportunity to change your financial security. Get the stability and peace of mind you deserve by investing in precious metals. Gold and silver have been a form of wealth protection for over 5,000 years all over the world. If you have seen your hard-earned money lose value because of inflation, sliding dollar, etc., it's time you stop the bleeding. The answer to your problems is simple. Gold and silver. Silver will protect your assets and your purchasing power, physical possession of precious metals, IRA rollover, etc. Call me, Roger Rao, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Take action today when we are still accepting paper dollars for gold and silver. Ready for a change? Call Roger Rao at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237, extension 178.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with Extendivite.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me, and I will write you a song.
All right, we're going to take some calls, but before we do that, remember, you can always go to America Tonight. You can hook us up, or you can hook up with us through Twitter and Facebook and through the chat. But before we take the calls, I talked about Leon Panetta. Leon Panetta made his way to the Hill to talk about a slew of different things, including the cockamamie deal of, oh, if we capture bin Laden, where is he going to go? Well, we'll have to put him at Gitmo because we can't try him in the United States. Oh, fantasize all you want. They're nowhere near getting to bin Laden. When the chance was there, they didn't take it. It's like, oh, you had the shot, you didn't do it. Oh, well, time passed, and that's it. And, you know, pardon me for being so cynical, because trust me, nobody would love to see bin Laden caught more than me. I know I say this so many times, and I'm sure I've already said it at some point during one of the many hours of this show, but I was in New York. I saw what happened. I was in Queens when all of that was going on. That was in Manhattan. But it was terrible. I mean, it was terrible. And you just think we were so asleep at the wheel, and then all of a sudden that happened, and it was just shock for days and weeks on end. And you never forget that. I mean, just it was so sad to talk to the people one-on-one, to talk to people who lost people. Awful. And I know. They say, what is it, revenge is a dish best served cold, but I'm not buying it. I would feel that way if I were somebody who suffered the loss of a husband, a brother, a cousin, whatever. I would have wanted bin Laden from the get-go, and we're nowhere near Bin Laden, let's be honest. What if Panetta had said that? Now, why are we talking about what are we going to do with him? No offense, folks, but when pigs fly, we're going to catch this guy. Oh, he'd be so gone, though. He'd get even bigger headlines. So anyway, Panetta talked about a few other things, including the information they had on Egypt and some of the other areas, other countries in that region like Tunisia, etc., and also talked about the fact that they've got to look into the cause of all the uprisings that are getting worse. Really? We have to do that now. We got to look into the cause. Anyway, here's what the CIA director had to say.
We have, over the years, long warned about the dangers in this region. I think last year alone, we had about 450 intelligence reports that talked about the factors that were dangerous in the region. Factors like regressive regimes, economic and political stagnation, the lack of freedoms, the lack of reforms, and yet at the same time, it is difficult to. Forms, and yet at the same time, it is difficult to predict the future. It's difficult. I mean, the most difficult thing is to get into the head of somebody and try to figure out what that person's going to decide. We have that problem with the leaders in Iran, in Korea, North Korea, and clearly with Ben Ali, the same issue. How do you get into someone's head when they make the decision to get out of the country? So I think we do a pretty good job of teeing up the dangers in an area. What we do need to do is to have a better understanding and better collection on these triggers. What triggers these events? And there it's the unmet expectations. It's the large increase in the numbers of youth educated, out of work, the play on the Internet. What is the role of the Internet and the social network, and how does that play into demonstrations? The military's role. Generally, we would all say after 20 or 30 years of someone in government that the military is going to be loyal to that individual and basically support establishing security. That didn't happen.
Yeah, you don't say. So interesting. I won't even get into it, but you heard what he had to say about the Internet and social networking. Ooh, once again, what clamped down on the Internet? Ooh, can't have the Internet. It's evil. The Wild West or any of the social networking, because that's rallying up the crowds. I can think of a few other things like the Muslim Brotherhood, Hamas, Hezbollah. That's the scary stuff. If I'm part of that organization, part of that network, what do you think I'm doing? I'm rallying the crowds, absolutely. So I have a chance to get in there. That's what's happening. Okay, let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah. He said he issued 400 warnings last year. I don't remember none of them. Must have been asleep when he's doing it.
Yeah. He was dreaming he was doing that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't remember none of them.
I don't either.
But, he's talking about Egypt, but if they do away Social Security, there's going to be a bunch of little Egypts in this country if they do that.
Yeah, I have a feeling. It's not going to really, this is the thing, it's not going to really be a youth revolt. It's going to be a gray revolt.
Yeah, because, the baby boomers going to be start retiring for too long.
Now.
It's coming in, within the next 3-4 years, there'll be a lot more of them coming in on it. And they already went through one crisis, lost their 401 savings and lost their house and lost their jobs. And then you go tell them they ain't going to get no Social Security. Like congressmen get their pay raise and their annual cost of living raise. Be a bunch of little Egypts going on.
Yeah, again, I will say this. Remember, what are they doing? What are you doing if you run for Congress or for Senate? You get elected, boom, you're retiring with that cash, that 175, that whatever. That's what you're getting, plus the health benefits. I don't, you know what? We have this wrong, Rick. You and I need to run.
Yeah, but you going to tell these people they can't have a Social Security if they've been paying them for 30, 40 years, and they're still drawing their paycheck and pay raises and all that other stuff?
Right.
There'll be a bunch of riots in this country.
I agree. It's wrong, because then if you're not going to do that, if it's going to run out, then you need to write us checks and just give us the checks. Hey, sorry, we screwed the pooch. The system's broken. We can't really fix it. We're not going to borrow money from... I know. They've taken money from it. That's what should have happened. We'll just give you the checks. Here's what you paid in. I hope you can invest it. I'd rather roll the dice myself than take a chance on the government.
Yeah. I invest it better than they can, but... I see that governor in Wisconsin told the unions they can't negotiate nothing but their pay scale, pay rate, whatever they get, nothing else.
Yeah.
I see they get, he got them all fired up now. So.
Well, of course, because what's it about? It's about power, and they don't want to lose the power.
Yeah. They tell them they can't negotiate their benefits, nothing else, or retirement, none of that stuff. It's pay rate.
Right.
I don't think he's going to be governor too much longer.
No. See, this is the problem.
Yeah.
You can blast the unions, but when it comes to raising money, and that's part of the thing, you've got to be a good fundraiser, and you have to have people that are willing to get out and push for the vote for you. So he's lost all that.
I've had a new spokesman for the White House. Have you seen him?
Yes, Jay Carney, his name is. He used to be a writer, a correspondent for Time magazine, and they're describing him as Gibbs Part 2, but it was only his first day, so I don't know that that's fair. And he tried to make, he's a little stiff, he tried to make a few jokes that were brutal, and he tried to dance around a few questions, but it's day one. I don't think he's going to be somebody who really talks very much. He's going to be tight, if anything. He's going to be afraid to say too much.
Yeah.
So that means no information flow.
Yeah. I didn't know how he'd come out. His first day, I just didn't know. So.
Yeah, his first day in school was a little rough, too. He seemed a little bit... I went back and looked at it, and we, of course, had reports on it, and he seemed a little bit nervous, but... Yeah. There were so many people in the room, and of course everybody was trying to bombard him with questions, so we'll give him a couple of days, but he may be better than Gibbs, but I don't know that you're going to get a lot of information out of him either. It's all about that flow, Rick. Hey, we're up against it, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Hey, okay, take care.
Yep, Rick's concern is the same concern as mine. I mean, hey, you don't think people would revolt after paying in for all those years? I don't care what you paid in. Sit down and think about it. What if you had gotten the money that they took out of Social Security in your checks? What would the difference have been for you? In some cases, it would have been pretty significant, I have a feeling. Hang with us. We're going to take some more next on the flip side.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the Maine name in military supply.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
That? Where is it headed? What does Chuck Schumer have to say? What about Harry Reid? And a few other thoughts on that. We're going to get to it here on ATN. But before we do all that, let's go to Dale in Illinois. Hello, Dale. Thanks for hanging through.
Yeah, what's with the negative waves tonight, Kate? Goodness gracious.
Oh, I know. Am I being too cynical? I'm going to get nasty notes.
Oh, no.
Why are you so cynical? Why are you so cynical?
No,
the truth is this, I think it's very scary. I think it's very scary. It's not very scary because we've seen this. So I'm not going to say that. We know where we're headed. We've seen what's happened. We just need better politicians, better people to help solve these problems, and people who are just real, just say it. Say what's happening. Like Christie. I mean, I wasn't a big fan of Governor Christie's, but I like the fact that he's blunt and brash. I don't agree with everything, but some of what he said I think is dead on. Then he's starting to make some noise that maybe some people will pay attention to. I don't know.
Well, I hope they will. I was going to suggest what you need to do, Kate, is wait until Sam Johnson retires. Take his spot. Do it for 2 years, setback, collect your 175K, and just, you know, sit back in the yard, drink a couple cool ones, you're in there. You know, what do you want to talk to us nuts on the radio for when you draw 175K?
That sounds so good that I could just play golf. You're right, and that's what I would do. Play a round of golf, drink a couple of cold ones. You're absolutely right. You know me. And then I would just read Sports Illustrated, hang out. That's exactly right.
Yeah, go to a couple games. What the hell?
Exactly.
Because
what's money? Yeah.
I guess, you know, the more I listen to this, Governor Christie, you know, he's not, you pointed out something real important there. He's not cutting the rate of increase. He's just flat cutting.
Yes.
And that's what we have to do. I don't know if we're politically up to it in this country to do it. We know what has to be done. I hope we again get politicians that will absolutely know that we have to do this. But we do crazy things in this country, Kate.
I know.
I was listening to on the local station here where we got the schools are sending food home with the kids on the weekend so they can have a balanced diet. Now, what the hell are we doing that for?
Right. That's not the school's responsibility. That's not the
absolutely
state's responsibility.
Not.
I
mean, we're not a nation based on the government doing everything for
yes.
us. It's just, it just cannot happen that way.
I agree.
And as far as Social Security, I know you didn't mention my name in that group of talking about worrying about Social Security. You know I'm an old fart, and I'm set in concrete, you know.
I know you're rich, Dale. I know you are sitting on a pile of gold, I can tell.
There you go. Yeah, my cougarans are long gone, let me tell you. So, you have a good night, Kate.
All right, thank you. You too. Very funny. You know, Harry Reid says, Senator Reid says he wants no cuts to Social Security. So it's funny. It's very rare. I have to really sift and look through almost everything to find out anything I could agree with Harry Reid on. He says cost cutting in large government benefit programs is possible as long as Social Security isn't part of the discussion. So he is agreeing. You got to cut. I have to say cut across the board. And the idea of increasing the age where you can draw full Social Security retirement is a tough one. You know why it's tough? Because, okay, none of these jobs are traditional anymore. It's not like I went to school, I've got an associate's degree, I got a bachelor's degree, or I became a mechanic and I learned my trade in a trade school and now I've got this great job and I'm paying in and I can retire and get my gold watch or whatever, you know, the old joke about the gold watch, because the jobs aren't that way anymore. And I think when you hit a certain age, you're done and you're not going to, how are you going to keep working? They're not going to keep you there unless, well, there is no unless. There is no unless. Who's keeping the people? Sometimes yes, but overall no. In a lot of these jobs, you would not be able to keep it for that long, even if you wanted to, even if you were a great worker. I don't think so. I think you'd have a tough time. Some, perhaps, but it's a small percentage. I'd love to have hard numbers on it. But I think it'd be a pretty small number. There's exceptions. I've met the exceptions. You don't even know that they're 70 or 75. But a lot of people, even if they wanted to do it, would not be able to do it. That's the thing. All right, Senator Chuck Schumer and Harry Reid both sounded off about jobs. Schumer on the 5-year spending freeze. Take a listen to what they had to say.
It wasn't an easy decision, and some members of our caucus will want to go farther. But at a minimum, we're going to abide by this freeze to cut $400 billion over 10 years.
$400 billion over 10 years. All right, so $400 billion over 10 years. And how much does that help us overall? And as I said, Harry Reid said that we can't afford the program. What do you think, America? I think across the board cuts would be the way to do it. I do. I think across the board, whatever the amount is, here's the thing. It's like every single one of us. The budget is the budget is the budget. And if you have to hit that budget number, then you have no choice. So you the cuts, you just have to do them. And if you took a little here, a little there, all the way across, not completely slash one thing, just do it to everything. If you did it across the board, then cherry picking wouldn't be tough either because everybody would have to suck it up. I mean, that's the thing to do. Everybody would have to cut from their budget. I've been in that situation. I worked, and this is small potatoes. I realize it. In fact, and this isn't a boasting thing because who cares, but I saved a couple of jobs where they wanted to cut, and instead they wanted to cut a person out. And instead I found something I could cut. I found a couple of things in coverage I could cut out and figure out a different way around it, and that's what we ended up doing. But it was my job. I mean, too bad. I had to cut. I had friends that have been in positions where they went into rooms and, you know, okay, hey, the company did okay this year. We broke even, but we have to cut 20% out of our budget, and looks across at the two heads of the company and says, cut. I don't care where you cut. Cut. I just want your numbers. Cut 20%. So they had to find a way to cut 20%. No question. They couldn't him and haw and talk about what about this or what about, they had to figure out a way to do it. So there were enough smart people around. There has to be a way to at least come close. Closer. Not the drop in the bucket. Unless you had it across the board. If it's across the board, then it wouldn't be as painful. You just have no choice. You'll have to find a way to do without this until we get back in the right direction. If we get right back in the right direction, then all bets would be off. But we're not going to do it at this rate. We're not going to be able to do it. I wanted to bring this up because we talked about the horrible situation we've been talking about it forever, from the time I first jumped on the air, about the situation in Mexico. And we talked about, in a previous show, the murder of an ICE agent and what's at play here. So we keep talking about, in this country, border security. We have to tighten the borders. How often do you hear this when the discussion about immigration is shelved again for the 100th time? Somebody will say, well, it's not about how many people are coming in. It's not about any of that, because the first thing is we don't know. The first thing is we have to secure the borders. So how do we secure the borders? So now you have a U.S. agent murdered. They pull up in the car, and they know who he is, and they just gun him down just like that. Poof. No worries. I don't care. Catch me if you can. So the time for also talking about security of the border is so done. It's so over. The drug cartels do not care. They will terrorize whatever, whoever in Mexico. And it was easy pickings to go after the agent. They knew his routines, and they had a bullseye on his back. How sad is that? And yet we continue to not really discuss the immigration thing. We continue to not really tackle border security. And things like this keep happening to Americans. I'd be careful if you were making that trip to Mexico. I've made it many times. I don't think I would do it now. Shocking, senseless, stupid. We Can Count coming up next.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LASIG. Traditional smokers the world over love Le Cig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. Le Cig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of Le Cig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. Le Cig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. Le Cig, for today's modern smoker.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Sad story to start off Week in Count. This has kind of been that sort of a show. I'm sorry. The owner of a hairless kitten that died after being shipped in the cargo hold of Delta says the airline is only going to refund her airfare plus $50. It's great, fair or foul. What do you think, America? Snickers was the name of the cat. Snickers sadly froze after flying to Connecticut from Utah last month. Here's what happened. It was just one of those things. A door latch malfunctioned. It was 10-degree weather. It took about an hour to unload her. So initially, the airline, so typical, told her she would get almost $3,000 for the cat and $290 for the airfare, plus the reimbursement for the vet bills and even a freezer where she's keeping the cat until the ground thaws because the ground's too hard to bury her. Now, Delta changed its offer to airfare plus 50 cents a pound, so there's a $50 minimum. Delta describes the offer as standard cargo reimbursement and says the talks are ongoing. So cold. It's ongoing. Yeah. They got to treat that situation a little bit better. And the cat was actually kind of cute. I'm not an overly cat person. I mean, I like all pets, actually. I shouldn't say that. But this cat, that's serious, jack for the cat. and the owner should be reimbursed. The owner should get whatever. It's so typical of the airlines. Boy, they want to nickel and dime you to death. So if you put your foot in the aisle and you rest it comfortably, that will be an extra $15. If we squish you in the back and we don't give you any space to put your stuff on top, then you just pay the price of the ticket. But anything else, that's all extra. It's like I'm going to Los Angeles. In fact, we're going to do a show from Los Angeles in a month. And in getting the arrangements done for this, the first thing they ask you, I mean, you just can you just even get the ticket anymore? Do you want to pay $75? Because if you pay $75, in case you have to change your airfare, you don't have to, I mean, you're covered. You won't have to pay $150. So it's like you're gambling. Well, if I pay $75 because there is a chance I might have to change my flight, then I don't have to pay anything. Wow. Okay, so I'm going to risk it because then I wouldn't have to pay that extra $75. I mean, now ridiculous. And they have selected certain seats. If you want to board the plane first, but you're not a first-class passenger, if you pay an extra $50, $75, I think it's $50 or $75, then you can, this is American, then you can get on the plane with everybody else. And then we throw the rest of the cattle on. It's, you know what it's like? You're greasing the palms of the airlines now. You know, the old joke about tipping the waiter and you could impress the woman because you'd get this great table up front, or you get the best table in the restaurant, or one of the best tables. So now you have to grease the hands of the airlines just to get boarded so that you have that little space for your stuff above your head. I mean, by the time you're done, if you took all the things they offered you, you'd do the gambling thing, so you'd pay the $75 just in case you might have to change the flight. You would pay the $50 to board first with the rest of the rich people, the 2%, or the people who got the first class seats, I don't know. You'd board with them. And then you'd pay an extra $25 to have one of the best seats in the house that aren't in first class. So we have first class, and then we have 7 position seats on this aircraft that are the best. You have extra room, and they're just beautiful. You're sitting in cargo with everyone else. Well, sort of like cargo. You're in the ghetto, but you've got the better view. You would spend $300 extra. So for wherever that ticket is, it's ridiculous. Oh, and that's only if you don't get the potato chips and the whatever else, because you might have been stuck on the tarmac for so long. It's crazy. They should pay this woman whatever she needs to get over the loss of her cat, because that's sad. It's ridiculous. They didn't pay attention. They didn't give a crap. It was cargo, and that's how they treated it. Well, that's how we do it with cargo. It's cargo. So the cat could have been a suitcase. How about this for We Can Count? A sports car setting a world speed record, traveling 205.48 miles an hour on ice. Do you know what the sports car was? Come on, you computers out there. The Bentley Continental Super Sport. How about that? A 51-year-old was the driver, or the pilot, that's what they call it, across the frozen surface of the Baltic Sea off the coast of Finland. By the way, in case you didn't know that, it is home to the 4-time World Rally Champion. So he broke his own record of 199 and change in this Bentley Continental GT. It's a pretty cool car, I have to say. 621 horsepower, $280,000 for this baby. I think you're not worried about where you're sitting if you're paying that on the plane. You're not worried. You're already in the money, so it's not a problem. That's amazing. 205 miles an hour. Whew. All right, we're back to the sad stuff again. Ready? It's all a mix, and We Can Count. Almost 10,000 infants and toddlers, they say, are hurt in crib and playpen accidents every year. That's a lot. They did a nationwide analysis of emergency room treatments, you know, for the injuries. That's how they came up with the numbers. Most injuries were from falls between the ages of 1 and 2, the kids falling, and they were trying to climb out of a crib or a playpen. That makes sense. They studied 19 years of emergency room information to try to come up with better prevention efforts. But safety measures like a ban on drop side cribs might reduce some of those deaths and some of those injuries. But that's terrible. To 10,000 infants? Oh, how scary is that? In, I want to say 3 years ago or so, they had a law for mandatory crib standards. So more safety testing, that kind of thing. It makes sense. Movable rails, that was a problem. Remember, they'd get detached. How did we survive? How did any of us survive when we didn't have all this stuff? When we didn't have the really expensive baby gear and everything else? It's amazing. It's amazing as a society that we somehow were able to survive 100 years ago, 150 years ago. It was tough on the plains. We had to hang up our clothes. We had to wash our hair once every 2 months. But somehow we made it through. And then with all this technology, all of these, all these sad things happen, like the crib deal. How about this? Get the bad guys. About 70 Armenian gangsters were arrested in Los Angeles. They've been targeting the group for a while. Massive federal crackdown. And it was two federal indictments and a couple of state cases that led to the arrests. And what this gang of Armenians did usually is they kidnapped, they extorted, did a little bank fraud, did some narcotics trafficking, you know, the usual stuff. Among the accusations, though, there's this one, that the Armenian power members, that's the group, they installed skimming devices at cash registers of 99-cent only stores, and they stole the customers' information to create counterfeit credit and debit card accounts. Now, we've talked to a couple of people on this show, including Robert Siciliano, who I think is great. You see him sometimes on the Today Show, about these things that they do to rip off your numbers. But how sad is that? Who are the people that are going to the 99-cent stores, I ask you? And these Armenian gangsters are ripping off the poor people? You know, they couldn't go somewhere else. It's the people that don't have a lot of money that you're screwing with. So luckily, they were able to catch them in the act. And they've got a huge racketeering indictment that was returned 3 weeks ago by a federal grand jury. That's huge. 70 people, conspiracy, kidnapping, all the stuff I just mentioned. I hope they nail them to the wall.